NAWCB monitoring statewide too?
KEADB mobile monitoring statewide too from I-75 southbound. KEADB monitoring statewide. KEADB mobile monitoring statewide too from M13 and M57.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey, November. Mobile, statewide too.
Hey Ben, how's it going?
It's going. Going to the next job. Still had something to do today and got held up at the shop, so I'm going to do it now. How's your radio working?
Man, I hope they're paying you overtime. They got you staying past 5 on Friday. But radio seems like it's working fine. I had some trouble when I was in downtown Saginaw, staying channel busy on statewide 2. Also, guys were chatting on statewide 1, which I thought was odd. But it's working fine now.
Yeah, somebody could have been like using one of them event groups that had time slots to tie it up or just keyed it up for a second and kerchunked it. But usually I think that's not busy if it does that.
It actually just happened to me again. It locked me out when I tried replying to you.
Which site are you on?
I didn't quite catch that. Which what am I on?
Which site are you on?
Saginaw.
Okay. Where geographically are you? Because when you say Saginaw, the thing that comes to my mind is like James Township or something.
Yeah, that's the tower that I'm getting through, the James Township one. I think I named it Saginaw here, but I'm on 13 south of 57 currently.
Yeah, it's a long stretch for that one. Trying to think, probably like Flint or, I know Bancroft has a machine. I think that's where you said you were heading to, right?
Affirmative, yeah. Yeah, so I'll see if it switches me over to Bancroft or Flint. I got it on Rome. When I'm receiving, it says I'm getting it full four bars for the most part. And I forgot how to get to the RSSI from the handheld control head. But I don't know. I've also just got that small antenna, so who knows. Seems like it's working fine the majority of the time. So where's your job at that you're headed to?
Actually, on that HHCH or the DTMF mic, you hit the left arrow 3 times and the right arrow 3 times on the directional keypad, and that should bring up your RSSI. With that quarter wave antenna you got there, you might hear it good, but that propagation pattern is not really the greatest with the quarter wave. So, yeah, and James Township isn't very tall, so there's that. I'm actually going over to Hampton Township here to put a power supply and everything in so they can have their base station that's out in the garage on the PD side, so that way if they're out there doing something, they can hear dispatch call on if they don't have their portable turned on.
I just tried the left and right trick. That sounded familiar. It didn't work when I did it 3 times, but it didn't work when I did it 5 times. I think I have to do that within so many seconds of turning the radio on. I don't feel like they boost it, but yeah, that's good for them. I know they got a radio in the office, but a one in the garage is not a bad idea either. What's that antenna on top of the fire department out there? Is there anything hooked up to that thing?
Yeah, and that left 3 times and right 3 times, that should work because I do it all the time on radios to check people's TV signal that they're receiving the sights as, and I actually did it on yours too while I had it there on the bench, and it worked for me. So yeah, the one they got on the very top though, if that's the one you're asking about, that's like a Super Station Master. which is now Commander Technologies or whatever they call it. Those are pretty good antennas, but they have their VHF radio that's hooked up to that, and then they got one that their 800 is hooked to, or at least at the fire station. I got to look again at the PD side. I don't remember if they even have a VHF up there anymore. I'm not far away, so I'll be able to confirm and tell you, though.
Okay, I got the RSSI to work that time, and I copied you from about negative 91 to about 100. Or, excuse me, negative 88 to about 100, hovering in the mid to low 90s for RSSI. And, yeah, I'm surprised they still have a VHF in there. I know that the VHF paging system is still active, and I think they just put some money into that. The county did, oddly enough, but surprised they had a VHF radio in there. I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I went and did PMs on the fire paging sites. I don't remember how many months ago it was, but I did do PMs at the base, and then the four paging locations. So I don't know. Yeah, they're still using the same old stuff, though. In a way, I wish they'd kind of probably just go to 800 paging in the county. That would be a little more simplistic and realistic, but no telling if or when they'd ever do that.
I heard they got some Apex radios, but I heard they're not really handing them out. Or I could be messing them up with another department. I don't remember.
Well, the PD side using them, some of them are still using their older radios because they don't like how stiff the volume knobs are. And, you know, I've tried explaining to them that that's for, you know, if you're in a fire or a tactical situation, those old XTSs, I mean, you could sneeze on them and spin the knob and turn the volume down. You don't need that while you're in a structure fire or a tactical situation. So that was the common denominator when Motorola was taking input. You know, before they started actually manufacturing the APX line, is the chief complaint with all of them was how easy it was to bump them and turn the volume down. So they do loosen up a little bit after you've been using them for a little while, but they still stay, you know, fairly stiff like they're supposed to as well.
Yeah, I can see. Some guys are always slow to change, so not much you can do about that except for eventually take the old XTS away.
Yeah, I don't know how often you listen to the scanner or whatnot, but when they talk on them, you can really tell the difference. I mean, those, not necessarily super keen on how small the N-series radios are. If you step up to, like, the N-70s and crap, I'm not very keen on that screen. That has like a touchpad like the Moto Turbo Ion or the APX Next. I don't like that part of it, but I mean they do have really good quality sound though. It's like you get in a real noisy environment. It's kind of run circles around even an APX 6000.
Impressive. Yeah, hopefully that helps cut down with the wind noise. I know that a lot of them struggle with the wind.
Yeah, now with the radios themselves, like most guys just don't talk into the microphone correctly. So, you know, when your vocoder's trying to take a good audio sample and then use the wind porting to, you know, separate the two, it does create another problem because people don't talk into it close enough, but you're supposed to be within an inch or two of the microphone and not way back off of it, but you can't get the average user to understand that either.
Right. No, well, everything adapts eventually, whether it's the user or the radios, because they realize people aren't using them right. It's just a battle of who's going to adapt first, I guess. So, but any fun weekend plans?
Not really. Work around the house, work. So I got to call my buddy and see when he's coming back because I got to get these last two rooms finished up. You know, there's nothing major to do with them before, you know, we slap the paint on and do that. And then it'll just be some finalizing some things and have somebody come in and, you know, clean the ductwork and all that. I don't know. I usually do that every year anyway, so, and it's about that time. And since I got pets, and then I'll, after the ventilation system, I'll get the carpet steam cleaned.
It was bouncing me out again. It's kind of weird. I'm going to have to check my settings, but it was showing that I was receiving.
It must be like right on the fringe of a repeater, or it finally jumped or something, because it was like about a minute and a half silence, and then all of a sudden you popped in there, and I got about the last 3 seconds of what you just said.
All right, I just manually switched it to Bancroft. Hopefully I'm coming in a little better now.
Yeah, which site are you on now? I was going to say, as far down as you are, I would have figured that thing would have jumped off of Bancroft off of Jamestown a long time ago.
I have my RSSI set to like the minimum, so that's probably why it didn't jump off yet. But I'm pretty far down, so I manually switched to Bancroft. I don't even know where I'm at. I barely ever take 13. This far south. I used to take 75. I'm looking out for landmarks.
Yeah, even the base site, usually I can carry that down south of 475 to right there by Pearson Road. About a mile before it is usually when mine jumps from the base site to the Flint site.
Yeah, the base site, the James Township site, and the Pinconning site are all really good, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Midland gets there too, and there's a site at Shepherd as well, so but where you're at, none of them are really doing you any good. You're a little far south for them, but last time I went to Lansing, man, I was a good ways past Bancroft and was still locked onto the Flint site before it switched over to Lansing, and usually works pretty good. Now, I myself have also never went down 13 while roaming in the vehicle, so not really sure there either.
Yeah, I was just in Lansing a couple weeks ago, but I didn't have my mobile fit stuff yet, so I didn't experiment. Coming up 13 and 69 right now, so doing pretty good, I'd say, about to head towards Lansing, so westbound 69.
You have one of your menu buttons configured to force it to look for a different site, or you just let it do it automatically?
I just have it do it automatically. I'm not aware of how the force it to look for a site function works.
Okay, so on my 5550E, since I'm running a regular control head still, I have P1, P2, P3, and P4. I have a button set to where I can see what site I'm physically on, but I still have I got all my stuff set up to where it uses the abbreviation anyway, so I don't normally have to do that. However, I still use that when I'm on a capacity plus site, because that's where it matters to me at. However, my site button, if I short press it, it will tell me what site I'm on. If I hold it and do a long press, it will force it to look for a different site. So sometimes when you get on the fringe and they don't quite want to switch, I like to do that. Like if I know I'm closer to Flint than Bay City and it would work just fine, I just basically make it look for the site and it'll force it over.
I might have to add that to the mobile, but then also to my handhelds too, because the handhelds obviously switch from tower to tower quicker than not having as good a range. So I'm going to definitely add that to my two handhelds and eventually this mobile. Like, yeah, they've all got P1 through 4 on the handheld control head, too, thankfully.
What do you mean, James? James Township ain't that high. It's 200 feet. It's as high as Bay, the Bay repeater.
P4 is for basically talk around if I want to do that. And but like I said, on my flight button, that's the one I use since it's, pertaining to a site where I can force it to basically roam. And then I use my P1 for my zone. I just do a long press on that for my high and low power.
You must not have the plate set up that you can't talk over somebody.
No, I'll send you my code plug there, Master, and I'll let you do it.
Because when I unkeyed, you were talking, and I see on the sea bridge where it seen me, Master. I said James Township is higher than Bay, the Bay site there, Mister.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. I don't think that's the case, but I'd be happy to go look at the drawing on that.
Hi, Gabe. Oh, yeah, I put the 16 bay on top of that baby.
Yeah, but bays don't give you height. It gives you better gain. I'll agree with that. That bay hospital's pretty high, and then on top of that, you got the tower on it. I'm pretty sure the antenna for that one's at the very top, so maybe not, but it's still up there pretty good, but I don't think James Township is as tall as Bay.
You said county building, right?
No, unless you move the repeater from Bay Med to the county building. I'm talking about the MI5.
Yeah, I thought you said county building. My bad.
Yeah, I wish that one was taller. That'd be nice.
That's for sure. That James Township repeater works pretty good.
Oh, it does. I don't disagree with that. I just, you know, he's pretty far down there, though, is what I was getting at. I think the flip sight or something probably would have been hitting a little stronger, is all.
The James Township works over to... I think that works over to 127, but just depends on where you're at, what you got around you. If you're out in the clear or in the woods, you know. Sorry.
I'm about 5 minutes away from my destination down here, so I'll start letting this radio cool off. But, yeah, overall, very impressive system, being able to talk all the way from Bay County down to Bancroft with practically no hitches and good sound and audio over DMR, so... Impressive system. This is KD8 PVP. I'll be clear on either of your guys' finals. 73.
Yeah, it seems to work pretty good. Last time you were on James Township, you were -118, so I don't know where you were at, but we're still in there. Right on the, starting to get on the fringe, so. Which is still working for you. Hopefully that come across right. I know you're on Bancroft now, but what I had said was the last time you were on James Township before you switched to Bancroft, so just want to clarify that. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Yeah, thanks for the update. It was working pretty good. I don't know why I'm getting that channel 50 signal once in a while. I'm picking some up interference up on something else, or if someone's on a event 2 or 4, but I'll look into my program and make sure everything's right. KD8 TV.
Yeah, there was nobody on 2 or 4. I looked on the seat. Can rule that out. Where'd the master radio tech go? Ben, where'd you go?
My radio is doing some weird crap right now. Stuck on the chassis.
I see that. You're -118 there.
I'm in Bay City, so weird.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Keep it up, still here.
Jeff, you still on here? Or KB8SWR from KE8MWN?